Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
A clue.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent.
Aha. Uh-huh.
So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle. Tide cleans better than the leading competitive free detergent, and it doesn't leave behind irritating residues.
Plus, Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
Case closed.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starr.
Satsas, that's right. I love this American.
America, welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. I am your host, the affable Todd Starnes, your voice of truth and hope across this great nation. Wow, a little bit of breaking news as we start out the show today. And by the way, if you would like to join the conversation, join the program, all you need to do is write down our telephone number, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Now, just moments ago, the jury came back with the verdict in Georgia. That would be Athens, Georgia. Laken Riley, a sweet, precious American soul, beautiful young girl, studying to be a nurse. She was killed in the most gruesome of ways. Her head bashed in, her skull bashed in with a rock, by a rock. And the man responsible, an illegal alien who was not supposed to be here in the first place. He should have already been deported, and yet he was in Athens, Georgia. This is the judge announcing just a few moments ago the verdict from Georgia.
One, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count three, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count four, felony murder, I find the defendant guilty. Count five, kidnapping with bodily injury, I find the defendant guilty. Count six, aggravated assault with intent to rape, I find the defendant guilty. Count seven, aggravated battery, I find the defendant guilty. Count eight, obstructing or hindering a 911 call, I find the defendant guilty. Count nine, tampering with evidence, I find the defendant guilty. Count 10, peeping Tom, I find the defendant guilty.
All right. Guilty on all charges. Now, it just seems to me that this man, Jose Ibarra, should immediately, we found him guilty, let's take him out and let's deal with the punishment here. And in my estimation, and we need to be sending a message to every other illegal alien that's out there. And I know that President Trump's about to take control, and we're going to be rounding up millions of criminal illegal aliens. And I know that's an oxymoron, so bear with me for a moment. But I want to say this about this particular guy and the heinousness of this particular crime. First of all, this guy should have never been in the country in the first place. Second of all, he was arrested, charged with crimes in New York. He should have been, at that point, detained and deported. He was not. Instead, your tax money was used to actually buy this guy a plane ticket. So the taxpayers of America are somewhat complicit in the murder of Laken Riley, because our tax dollars were used to buy this guy an airplane ticket. He was able to fly to Atlanta and then get to Athens, Georgia, where he killed this sweet, precious child. It just seems to me that we need to send a message to every other illegal alien monster out there, these predators that are now lurking in our neighborhoods because of Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. And that message is very simple. We need to, and this is what should happen. It's not going to happen, but this is what should happen. There should already be a gallows set up in the front lawn of that courthouse. And this guy should have been marched right out of the courthouse, I'm tired of our tax dollars being squandered, feeding and housing and clothing these people. And you march him right up to the gallows. You let him say a prayer to his maker, and then boom, you're done. It needs to be broadcast on every single network news channel, every single cable news channel. The entire world needs to see that this is how we take care of illegal alien invaders who kill our people on our soil. That's what needs to be done here. And that's the kind of hardball that I hope we see with this new administration coming in on January the 20th. I'm sick of this, folks, and I don't know about you, but this could have all been prevented. Now, this guy's guilty. So what's going to happen is there will be appeals. There will be this guy will probably end up in an American prison for the next 20 to 30 years waiting for whatever sentence he's going to get. They haven't sentenced the guy just yet. But if I was the judge, I'd say guilty as charged. Execution commences in 10 minutes. We'll take a bathroom break and then we'll get back to it on the front lawn. That's what needs to happen. I know there are liberals out there that are already peeing their pants. I can't believe he said that. That just intolerant man. He calls himself a Christian. Well, I do. I do call myself a Christian. But I'm telling you, when you kill someone, there should be a price to pay. And when you're an illegal alien invader, and I consider this guy to be a young man of military age, this is a military force that has invaded our nation. By the way, he is part of that horrifying Venezuelan gang. All you people in the great state of Tennessee, you might want to listen to me, Memphis especially. Do you realize that gang is now in your city, in your state, operating in all the major cities in the great state of Tennessee? That's what the Democrats did. And honestly, this is not about, now hear me, this is not about Republican or Democrat. They're coming after all of us, and that's why you got it. That's why Donald Trump won on Election Day. People are terrified right now. So anyway, I'm curious, and especially you folks in Georgia, you think this guy ought to get the death penalty, and do you believe that he ought to be executed for his crimes? 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. You know who else needs to pay a price here? Alejandro Mayorkas. His policies led to Laken Riley's murder. He needs to be brought up on charges. Every single government worker who signed off on this guy, either getting him a plane ticket, getting him out of jail, helping him do this, you get from point A to point B, every single government worker involved in this man's life since he violated our borders, every single one of them should be brought up on charges. And by the way, that's how you fix this problem. These government workers, this bureaucracy, there are no penalties. They're literally breaking the laws of the land. I would contend they are just as guilty as Jose Ibarra is in the death of Laken Riley, and I'm sick and tired of it. I want to know why the director of Homeland Security is not in jail right now. By the way, what about Joe Biden himself? These are the administration's policies. Kamala Harris, she's the border czar. This guy came into our country under their watch. So my question is, how many more American girls have to be killed by illegal aliens? How many more? How many? So I say this, ladies and gentlemen, it's time to start playing hardball. And it's time to let people know, not just here in America, but all around the world, that we're not going to tolerate this anymore. There's a price to pay. You invade our borders. You violate our national sovereignty. You come into this country and you harm one of our people. You're going back to whatever third world country you came from in a pine box. That's the message we need to be sending here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just telling you, I had a whole other topic we were going to start the show with, but this breaking news, and this really angers me because there's no reason why this young lady should not be alive and wrapping up her degree so she can begin helping people. There's no reason for that. And how many other hundreds, if not thousands, of other American families have had to deal with the exact same thing over and over again. And it's time to stop. Let's go to Shannon in Cordova, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. Shannon, what's going on?
Hey, I am local, and I've been listening to you for the last few weeks, and I find you extremely funny and very interesting. I have always said that they should put it on pay-per-view. There are millions of people that would pay to watch this man die. He should be marched out immediately and put to death. Firing squad, hanging, whatever they want to do.
Shannon, what do you say to those people out there that would call you heartless? Because I know I will, when I in the break, when I check the email, I'll be getting slammed for this. But what do you say to the people that, oh, that's just a heartless thing to do?
I don't care. I've got three kids. I've got one in college, one in high school, and one in middle school. And I fear for them every single day. Especially the college kid who is out of state. He is white, he is male, and he is a target. And I remind him of that every single day.
Shannon, it's
out gal bouncing around.
Well, I'm glad you're doing that, Shannon, because you're right. And your child is a target. But let me say this. I think the problem we're facing in this country, and again, this is why, to your point, and I kind of like the pay-per-view, and maybe we could use the proceeds and put that in a victim's fund so that the families, you know, will not have to suffer, at least financially. I think that may be a great idea. But the reality is, Shannon, there are no consequences anymore. You look at what's happening in Memphis, Tennessee, where you have lawlessness in the street. They just had a judge release a guy who tried to shoot and kill police officers. The guy was able to walk out of jail on his own recognizance. I mean, these are very dangerous people. There are no consequences in America for this kind of behavior, and that leads to more violence in the streets.
And then they want to know why people carry everywhere they go, which I do for the last 13 years.
You have to. You have to, and it's just, it's because of the policies that have been implemented in all of these major cities that are run by Democrats. They are soft on crime, and as a result of that, innocent people are losing their lives.
Oh, I agree. I absolutely agree. And anyone who gives me a dirty look or makes a comment to me, I always tell them I've got one or two choices. It's you or me, and I will pick me and my family every single day, every single time.
All right. Shannon, appreciate you calling in. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Do we need to start getting tough on these criminals? Do we need to move to public executions for people like the guy that just killed Sweet Lake and Riley? This is the Todd Stern Show. Folks, hang on tight because we're heading into one of the most critical elections this nation's ever seen. And let's be honest, there's no guarantee it's going to go your way. We've already seen how far the radical left will go to push their agenda. If Kamala Harris takes the White House, you can expect more government control, higher taxes, and a full-blown assault on your freedoms. The stakes could not be higher. And you need to make it a priority to shield yourself. Gold is already up 21% this year and still climbing. This is your golden opportunity to fortify your savings. Text GOLDEN to 24999. And my friends at Priority Gold, with over two decades of experience and thousands of five-star reviews, will send you a free gold investor guide. Priority Gold makes it easy to diversify into physical gold, silver, and platinum, but you gotta act fast. Text GOLDEN to 24999 for your free guide. Keep your retirement golden. Text GOLDEN to 24999 now. All right, let's go to the villages in Florida. Mark on the line. Hi, Mark. What say you?
Hey, Todd. There's a lot to talk about, but I'm going to target what you're talking about with the Lincoln Riley. You know, these governors I was reading today in California and Chicago, they're bucking up against Trump saying, we're going to keep them in here. You're not going to take them out of here. And what they don't understand, that we won seats in their own counties, especially California and Chicago. They've got to be stopped somehow. You can't, you know, stop funding them or stop giving them money or something. But something's got to give because they're not going to have control. Trump's going to come in here and they're going to control and do what they need to do to take them out of here. That's what they're going to do. That's the bottom line. And these governors that stand in the way lock their backsides up, too.
Yeah, look, well, let me qualify something you just said there. When you look at the vote totals in all of those states, this was not a big win for Republicans in, you know, on election day. This was a big win for Donald Trump. It was not a big win for Republicans. And the Republicans lost a good many seats they should have won. So really, this was really a referendum on both political parties. So I'm not surprised the governors are bucking up and saying we're not going to do what Trump wants, because they saw the same numbers I saw. And they know that this election was about Donald Trump and putting Donald Trump in the White House. It wasn't necessarily about giving Republicans control of Congress.
Yeah, and there was a lady, she went up, I forgot where it was, a black lady went up against her, I forgot what meeting it was at, and she was so fed up. She says, you guys can keep getting away with what you're doing, but you wait till Donald Trump gets in the office, he'll nail you guys for what you're doing. Even these black communities are sick and tired of what they're doing. They can't continue to do this. And this country voted him in to get them out of here before they do any more damage. And stuff has to be handled. And that's what he's going to do when they get this get him in office.
Yeah, Mark, and that happened in Chicago on the South Side, where they're literally dumping, the Biden administration dumping these dangerous, I mean, these are predators, and they're dumping them in the black communities in Chicago's South Side, which is why they're enraged. They know what's going on, and they're done. And they understand how dangerous of a situation the Democrats have put all of us in because of their policies.
Listen, Joe Biden and Jill voted for Trump. I will place a bet on that with you. They voted for Trump, and it's going to come out. You watch. They voted for him. You mark my words. You heard it from me first.
All right, Mark. We've got you down. Mark from the Villages. I think I may have mentioned that a few days ago, but we'll give it to Mark. Let's go to BT in Whitehaven, Tennessee, listening to us on KWAM. All right, BT, what say you?
Oh, I'm going to say something, and thank you for taking my call. That previous administration left us with a lot to try to clean up. The previous administration left us with all this garbage to try, and these violent criminals. Did you hear? Can you hear me?
You're coming. Yeah, go for it, BT.
I said the previous administration left all these criminals. We got enough. We have enough violence here in Memphis and the Mid-South.
About to have a lot more, BT, because they're bringing those illegals, those dangerous Venezuelan gang members, to Memphis. I mean, this is insanity.
I hear what they've done. The Biden administration has, in big cities like Chicago and New York, letting those people have apartments. They were basically in black communities. And veterans can't, some veterans, I'm a veteran too, but I'm in good shape. Some veterans can't have housing, but they put some of those, the administration has put these thugs in housing. Am I right?
Well, you are, and we've covered that quite a bit here on this program. As a matter of fact, in New York City, there was a veteran pushing 100 years old, and he was removed from a veteran's home because they had to make room for these young men of military age who happened to be illegal aliens. BT, I got to run there, but again, this is something that everybody in the country is going to be faced with. And it just seems to me, at the end of the day, to put a bow on this, ladies and gentlemen, it seems to me that we have to send a very strong message to the entire world that we're not pushovers anymore. We're not going to let you come in here, kill our people, rape the women, have your way with the children, and you get away with it. No, those days are over. We need to make sure that we send a message here that this is a great nation, the most exceptional nation on earth, but we're not going to tolerate lawlessness. There will be a price to pay. All right, got to take a break here, folks. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
The story of MyPillow is a testament to faith and transformation. Mike Lindell, once battling addiction, found a new path when he embraced faith and began following Jesus. In gratitude, Mike is excited to share an exclusive offer with our listeners. Right now, the standard MyPillow is available for just $14.88, a savings that's too good to pass up. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so don't wait to take advantage of this amazing deal now with promo code STARNS. Mike believes God gave him the idea for MyPillow in a dream, and it's designed with your comfort in mind. The pillow holds its shape and adapts perfectly to your unique sleep position, helping keep your neck aligned for the best night's sleep. And there's more. Take home a four-piece kitchen set for only $25. Enjoy the new mattress topper at $99.99 or pick up the luxurious MyPillow bed sheet starting at $49.98. Visit MyPillow.com or call 800-839-8506 and use promo code STARNS to unlock huge discounts. Don't miss out. Order today.
Well, it just keeps, folks, I started the show. I was really in a great mood, and we have a lot of crazy stuff going on in Washington, D.C. And then just as we were walking into the studio, the story came out of Athens, Georgia, that Laken Riley's killer has been found guilty on all charges. So we have an update for you, and this is just insanity. The district attorney there, her name is Deborah Gonzalez. She is a George Soros DA. And they decided not to seek the death penalty in this case. And the reason why, and I'm going to read this to you, the reason why is that the district attorney, Deborah Gonzalez, said she was worried about collateral consequences to, quote, undocumented defendants. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's very clear here the Democrats care more about illegal aliens, and including the ones that kill our fellow citizens, than they are about the American people. And there you go. I mean, this is it. In a nutshell, Bill Malugin, by the way, is just infuriated over this. He is the reporter over at Fox who covers the border. And he said, I want to read this to you. The government failed Laken Riley at every step of the way. Her killer was in federal custody after crossing the border illegally and then released. So let's walk through this, okay? Let's walk through this. So whoever made the decision to release her killer once he crossed the border, that person should be charged with a crime. Her killer was released again in the sanctuary city of New York City after he was arrested. So whoever let him go, that judge, that magistrate, that person needs to be arrested and charged in Laken Riley's death. By the way, ICE was not even notified. So you have an illegal alien cross the border illegally. They caught him, but instead of sending him back, they send him to New York City, a sanctuary city. ICE was not notified. And then after he was arrested in New York City for a crime, New York City gave him a taxpayer-funded airline ticket directly to Georgia. This is unacceptable, ladies and gentlemen. But this is where we are. This is why Donald Trump won the election. It's because of nonsense just like this. It's absolutely unacceptable. So there you go, folks. There will be no death penalty in the case of Laken Riley's killer. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. Just a few moments ago, we got yet another clarification from Mike Johnson. wow. So this guy stepped in it big time, Mike Johnson. So yesterday, we told you about the big controversy over the bathrooms on Capitol Hill. And there is a brand new lawmaker from Delaware. His name is Sarah McBride. I believe his, what do they call it, the dead name? Is that, that's what they're called. The guy's dead name was Tim or Chris or something like that. I don't know. Anyway, McBride is a dude who wears ladies' undergarments. And he was wanting access to Nancy Mace's bathroom. And Nancy Mace said, oh, hell no. and you don't want to mess with Nancy Mace. So Sarah McBride came out yesterday and really ripped the Republican Party. And this is, the issue is very simple. Men should use the men's room. Ladies should use the ladies' room. I mean, that's really the argument here. Cut number one.
Let's be clear. The party that was focused on culture wars, the party that was focused on trans people, was the Republican Party. It was Donald Trump. It was the $100 million, $200 million that they spent on television ads. But I want to be clear, I do not believe, from what I've seen in Delaware, that voters in my state were responding to those attacks. Delaware is in the Philadelphia media market, so we were seeing those ads that Donald Trump clearly prioritized and focused in with regard to the culture wars. What I was hearing from voters across the state of Delaware, my district is urban, suburban, and rural. It looks like America. And what I was hearing was not the ads that Donald Trump was putting on the air. What I was hearing from folks is the need to build an economy that works for everyone. What I was hearing was that the American dream is increasingly unaffordable and inaccessible. What I was hearing was that we need to guarantee affordable health care, housing, and child care for every person in this state and in this country. That's what I was hearing. That's what I was campaigning on. I didn't run on my identity, but my identity was not a secret.
No, that's exactly why this guy was running. He was wanting to send a statement. Well, anyway, Johnson comes out yesterday, and it was like they asked him, do you consider this dude, Sarah McBride, do you consider this dude male or female? And Johnson said, well, I'm just not going to get into all that. We just have to be gracious to everybody, no matter their gender. Well, that caused so much of a kerfuffle that he later came out and said that he believes men are men and women are women, which is what he should have said in the first place. And now he's coming out again and yet another statement. And again, all of this should have been announced yesterday when he was first asked about it. And Speaker Johnson just now issuing this statement. You know, I guess this is breaking news, and we paid for the breaking news alert. So.
Breaking news now on the Todd Starnes Show.
And may as well use it. We do have breaking news from Capitol Hill. All single-sex facilities in the Capitol and House office buildings, such as restrooms, changing rooms, and locker rooms, are now reserved for individuals of that biological sex. It is important to note that each member office has its own private restroom, and unisex restrooms are available throughout the Capitol. Quote, women deserve women's only spaces. That coming from Speaker Mike Johnson on Capitol Hill. What a mess. By the way, you gotta love Senator Steve Daines. Cut to.
Hi, I'm Steve Daines. My pronouns are Republican majority. I have a simple message for Chuck Schumer and for Bob Casey. It's over.
Yeah, it is over. It is a new day. And I appreciate the senator's sentiments there. And Nancy Mace as well. I really have great respect for Nancy Mace because she's not taking it at all. Cut number three.
This is not manufactured. This is a person who's threatened to come into women's private spaces. And I'm a survivor of rape, sexual violence, and abuse. And I know how deeply vulnerable women are in places where we feel we have a right to privacy. And this is not okay. If you're a biological man, if you're born a man, you use the men's restroom. You don't invade our privacy. You don't come into women's private spaces. This is not a thing. I will die on this hill. It will not happen on my watch. This is a fight worth fighting for. And I'm going to fight to protect every woman in Congress, every staffer, every employee, every woman and girl across the country. They didn't learn anything from November 2 weeks ago. And women's issues were on the ballot, and conservatives are now feminists. It's wild. It's insane that this is even up for debate. It's not up for debate. The idea of a man walking into a locker room where I'm changing is actually, it feels like assault. I am a victim. I have PTSD from the trauma that I have endured at the hands of a man. And I'm going to stand in the way solidly of any guy that wants to come into our spaces. And guess what? Sarah McBride doesn't get a say in this. And I'm not going to succumb or be silenced by bullies online or by the radical left. They lost. They lost big. And I'm going to push back harder than ever before.
Good for you. Good for you. And by the way, I love to see this sort of fight coming out of the Republicans. Well done, Republican ladies. Oh, by the way, you've got the guys over at the Young Turks. They were on Pierce Morgan last night. They had this super panel, and that creepy little weird Democrat kid that they haul out there, a big Kamala Harris dude, Alan Lichtman, whose polling was so horrible. Well, now they're starting to eat each other. This is a lot of fun. Take a listen to this. Cut six.
Don't blame the voters. I think, look, we could get into this discussion, but one, I think you're blaming the voters. I think that's a terrible idea. And look, I debated Professor Lichtman before. I told him his theories about the keys were absurd. I was right. He was wrong. I said he'd lose his keys.
No, you were
couldn't
not
find
right,
him before
and I
the
was
election.
Not wrong, and that's a cheap shot, and I won't stand for it.
Well, who won, brother?
You should not be
who
taking
won?
Cheap
who
shots
won?
At me.
Who
you
won?
You want to make your
you
point,
live
make
in
your
a
point.
Total
don't make
world
it
of denial.
I read your own followers' comments, and they all trashed you, every one of them, and supported me.
Yeah,
so play
right,
it with
right.
your personal
yeah,
attacks.
Yeah, come find out again.
Make whatever
okay.
point you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't
Look,
make it personal.
You don't know anything. You don't know
you
anything.
You attacked me personally.
You're so deluded.
All right. I've only been a professor
just,
for 51 years.
On this program, I've never been able
books.
To finish a
How
thought.
How many books have you published? Been an, no, because you're personally yeah. attacking me again. Say whatever you want, but I'm not
okay,
going to stand
but
for
Okay, brother,
personal
you
attacks.
Got it wrong.
Say
you
whatever you want.
You were preposterously and stupidly wrong. So, okay, all right. Can I
don't
just finish
call
a
stupid
ever on this show?
No, not if you're
okay.
personally
well,
I admitted
it.
I was wrong. I don't need you to call me stupid.
Okay.
I'll just say,
what
it's great to see you Democrats all getting
Who
along
taught
so
you
well.
Manners?
Wow.
It's lovely to see you post on that
coming together
just
hey,
one
Alan,
right now.
Hey, Alan, you deserve a tall glass of shut-up juice, so can you just shut up for a second? And let someone who knows what
not
they're doing.
You're
so right,
Pierce.
You're
me.
So right. So, we're so
make
unified
any point
right now.
You want. So, I will not sit here and stand for personal attacks, for blasphemy against me. You don't need to do that. You don't boost
blasphemy
your
against you? What the hell are you?
Like
are you
that?
Jesus
just
Christ, you
points.
Loser? Okay, can,
make
I,
your
can,
points.
I, can I just give the correct answer for once?
It's delicious watching the Democrats eat their own. But it's kind of like a girl slap fight with these guys. It's, you know, you kept hearing the Lichtman guy. I'm not going to stand here. I'm not going to stand here. But he did. He didn't get up and leave. What the heck? I mean, come on. Jeez, Lou. All right. I want to throw this out here, folks. So the Doge, you know, we've got the Department of Government Efficiency that Elon and Vivek Ramaswamy are in charge of. And they're going through and they're weeding out all of this crazy spending. Like, for example, we're spending millions of dollars so that monkeys can smoke meth at University of Mississippi, for example. We're also funding drag queens in Ecuador. And the list goes on and on. And just billions and billions of dollars. And their goal is to eliminate about $2 trillion out of our spending. So I want to throw out a couple of suggestions as well. I believe that we need to defund PBS and NPR. And there's no reason why we need to be funding these two organizations, right? I mean, I own a news radio station, and right now my personal tax dollars are being used to fund an industry competitor. That makes absolutely no sense to me. Now, NPR's argument is, well, it's only 0.1% of our budget. We really don't really get a lot of money. So that their use of percentages, they don't use the dollar amounts. Well, I was able to track down the actual dollar amounts. Are you ready for this one, folks? Right now, we are giving NPR and PBS, they call it the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, we're giving them $500 million. $500 million from Uncle Sam. That is a lot of tote bags, America. And one of the problems with PBS is nobody watches it. That's why they're having that's why they need a government handout. Now, look, I mean, I'm in the radio business, and our shows have to be able to make money, and they do make money. But you know why they make money? Because they're entertaining. People enjoy listening. And I don't mean to throw shade at PBS and NPR, but nobody wants to watch the British period dramas. Nobody cares about Downton Abbey anymore. All right. Just throwing that out there for you. You can do with it what you want, PBS, but maybe you ought to look at the programming. But again, the point is, this would be like, let's say there's a, we have a lot of Chick-fil-A operators that, and owner operators that listen to this program. Let's just say you've got a Chick-fil-A and Uncle Sam decides, you know what? We're going to open up a nonprofit chicken joint and we're going to open up right across the street from Chick-fil-A. How do you think that Chick-fil-A owner operator would feel knowing that, that his taxes were going to fund the competition? So that's my recommendation. Let's defund PBS and NPR. They need to get off government assistance. All things considered, ladies and gentlemen, if NPR and PBS need a few million bucks to make payroll, they need to go and ask Big Bird for a loan, not me. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by the increasing cost of health insurance? Have you had enough of not having control over your healthcare dollars? Introducing ShareRight, healthcare done the right way. At ShareRight, you're not just a number. You're part of a caring community. And forget about paying excessive premiums. With ShareRight, you can save 30 to 50% compared to health insurance. Think about what you could do with all those savings. But it's more than just savings. ShareRight ensures that you have access to the care you deserve, precisely when you need it. From routine checkups to unexpected emergencies, with ShareRight, your healthcare is our top priority. Empower yourself today by taking control of your healthcare costs. Visit joinshareright.org to learn more and see how much you can save. Visit joinshareright.org for healthcare done the right way. That's joinshareright.org. ShareRight is a program of IHS, one of the fastest growing healthcare sharing organizations in the country.
All right, welcome back, everybody. President Trump just weighing in. Want to share this with you. All caps, justice for Lake and Riley, the illegal who killed our beloved Lake and Riley, just found guilty on all counts for his horrific crimes. Although the pain and heartbreak will last forever, hopefully this can help bring some peace and closure to her wonderful family who fought for justice and to ensure that other families don't have to go through what they have. We love you, Lakin, and our hearts will always be with you. It is time to secure our border and remove these criminals and thugs from our country so nothing like this can happen again. Well said, Mr. President-elect. So there you go. And again, on day one, President Trump is expected to declare a national emergency and will use the military to start removing these very dangerous illegal thugs. This item from across the Great Pond there, the Big Pond, is what we call the Atlantic Ocean. It is now apparently a crime in the UK to sing Christian songs on a street corner. Cut number 7.
Religion you're allowed to do anywhere.
No, miss. You're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds, by the way.
You're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church grounds.
That's fine.
You're not allowed. She just said you're not allowed to sing church songs outside of church.
Our church is outside of church grounds unless you have by the church to do this kind of song.
So you can't make this up. If I had not seen the video, I wouldn't have believed this to be true. But not only that, you're also not allowed to do street evangelism. And, you know, a lot of these churches here in America, they'll go to, they'll do the mission trips, right? So you'll have a church group and they'll go to London or they'll go to Paris and they'll do street evangelism. And they'll share the gospel message. They'll have a little choir, maybe a guitar, and they'll sing. Well, now that's actually illegal in the UK. You're not allowed to sing, and you're also not allowed to share any scripture that might offend either Muslims or the LGBT community. And there have been several of these evangelists that have actually been arrested because they've been preaching about this or that, and it runs contrary to what the law is now in the UK. Keep in mind, you're not even allowed to write things that might offend the transgender people in the UK. And we've covered a lot of stories about people who have been arrested and have been thrown in jail. People, literally, we're talking about their version of SWAT showing up at your home. And let's just say that, gosh, you call a guy when that guy identifies as a girl. You could go to prison for that in the UK. Ladies and gentlemen, that's what Donald Trump just stopped with his election. That would happen here had Kamala Harris been elected. Folks, I'm telling you, we dodged a bullet on this one. We sure did, America. All right, hang tight. Hour two of the big show coming up next. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Tom Mustin here for the Legal Help Center. If you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, listen up. This could be the result of asbestos exposure, and you could be entitled to significant compensation. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700. To find out if you qualify for a cash settlement, we have legal professionals standing by right now to take your call, and they'll tell you if you qualify. The call is free. The consultation is free, and you'll speak with a live agent right now. So, if you or someone you know were diagnosed with lung cancer or mesothelioma, call right now to find out if you qualify for a cash settlement. Call us at 800-304-4700. That's 800-304-4700 to see how much money you could potentially get. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
Live from the Liberty University studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome to hour two of the big show. Very happy to have you with us today. Well, some disturbing news. Out of the great state of Minnesota. And there are a lot of people who have apparently been victims of an incident at a hospital there. And certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the good people at the St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth, Minnesota. Oh, I'm sorry. Thank you, Ben. I thought the H was silent. Duluth. Thank you. Certainly our thoughts and prayers are with the good people there, and I hope you'll take a moment, maybe during your bedtime prayers, to remember the staff at St. Mary's Medical Center. Apparently, many of the employees were at a luncheon, and they became very triggered. It turns out that the staff at St. Mary's Medical Center in Duluth was provided free, yes, I said free, Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And for whatever reason, the staff took great offense. And to this day, ladies and gentlemen, I do not understand. And in spite of my vast knowledge of all things culture, I do not understand why so many people in the LGBT community are triggered by a delicious, juicy breast tucked between two hot buttered buns. I just do not understand why. The hospital's parent company, Ascensia Health, sending a letter that was obtained by the Daily Wire. Tammy Kritzer, the senior vice president for regional operations, writing in an email to medical staff, quote, "We have received feedback from some colleagues who were concerned or offended by this occurrence. We value colleagues feeling comfortable expressing their reservations. We would like to thank our colleagues who had the courage to speak up to widen our lens of inclusivity. And we appreciate all colleagues continuing to live our values of respect and justice." Now, according to the Daily Wire, Chick-fil-A has drawn the ire of LGBT activists over the years, boycotting and staging protest because the company donated to such domestic hate groups as the Salvation Army and the Fellowship of Christian Athletes. It doesn't seem to matter that Chick-fil-A embraces and values diversity, equity, and inclusion, and does not discriminate or tolerate harassment on the basis of sexual orientation or gender identity. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I have no idea who these mother cluckers are. I don't. But any person there at the St. Mary's Medical Center who gets triggered by a delicious breaded juicy breast tucked between hot buttered buns should be immediately removed from the premises. Because I don't know about you, but if somebody's going to get triggered by a Chick-fil-A nugget, I don't want that person operating on me or plunging a needle into me. The hospital distanced itself from Chick-fil-A in the email, writing that the free lunch was not intended to endorse a business or business practices. You know what I would do if I was Chick-fil-A? I'd drive up there. And I would say, you know what? You know what, St. Mary's Medical Center? You're right. How dare we provide a free lunch to your little ingrateful, intolerant soy boy snowflakes? How dare we do that? So here is a bill, and we expect payment in cash for these Chick-fil-A sandwiches. And it would be our pleasure to take your money. That's what they ought to do. But they're not going to do that because Chick-fil-A, they're very nice people. They hired the homeschool children. It's their pleasure. No, it's true. And there's nothing wrong with it. I'm saying that's a great thing. These homeschool kids are hard workers. Anyway, the email goes on to say, man, they just can't say, you know what, guys? Sorry if you got offended by the Chick-fil-A. We'll bring you a Subway sandwich next. Not a big fan of Subway. Their lettuce tastes weird. Anyway, let me continue. We respect all. We are honored to serve and employ, and situations such as these are an important reminder to consider all viewpoints. As we strive to be thoughtful and inclusive as an organization, we will have learnings along the way. In the words of Maya Angelou, oh, geez, here we go. When we know better, we do better. Thank you for giving us grace as we work to be better together. Really? Is that so? There wasn't a speech. Nobody got to think of a speech, right? They just said, hey, we want to provide a free lunch for you. And here you go. Here's a delicious Chick-fil-A sandwich. I'm telling you, folks, these people are nuts, slap crazy. And if you get triggered by a chicken sandwich, you've got no business being in the medical industry. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. I'm telling you, you can't make this stuff up. Unbelievable. Oh, where's the story from the Pentagon? You folks are going to, if you got, you're going to get triggered by this. The Pentagon, they oversee, they've got all these schools, right? So you've got these service members and they've got kids and the kids have to be educated, right? So the Pentagon oversees more than 150 schools all over the world. We're talking like K through 12. So this year, the military kids are going to be learning that Thanksgiving Day is based on a falsehood and that the United States is actually on stolen land. A conservative watchdog group, it's called OpenTheBooks.com, and they've uncovered this nefarious plan to undermine Thanksgiving. They're using a textbook that instructs teachers to describe Thanksgiving as a holiday that celebrates a nation founded on stolen land through the genocide of the native people. The textbook is part of the Pentagon's Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Program. One textbook actually dismisses the story of the pilgrims and Indians sharing a meal and instead suggested that the pilgrims actually massacred the Indians. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, what in the name of the Wampanoags is the Pentagon doing here? Hands off the turkey, pal. Well, there's no proof that they actually ate. I don't care. It's Thanksgiving. Shut up. Pass the giblet gravy. So I had a chance to think about all of this. And I will say that I have now determined that if, in fact, we are going to have this DEI crap, that you have to understand that Thanksgiving is one of the most DEI-friendly holidays on the calendar. I know Ben Dieter's looking horrified right now. He's like, where is Starnes going with it? What? Trust me on this. So first of all, let's talk about diversity. If you want to see diversity, you come to the Starnes family Thanksgiving, and we will have both pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie. That is diversity, ladies and gentlemen. We'll throw in a pecan pie, too. That is diversity. You want to talk about equity? You've got it. Everybody gets a delicious hot roll out of the oven. Everybody gets a slice of turkey. Everybody gets a slab of the cranberry sauce coming out of the cranberry can. That's equity. And you want to talk about inclusion? Guess what? There's a place for everybody around the table. Unless you're a kid and you got to sit at the kids' table with little Mikey Johnson. That's DEI right there. So anyway, you're going to have a bunch of kids, mommy and daddy in the military, and they're about to learn, using your tax dollars, that Thanksgiving is an evil holiday. Folks, I am telling you, put Pete Hegseth on your prayer list. This guy is going to need all the prayers he can get to clean up this mess coming out of this Pentagon. And this is what happens when you turn the Pentagon into a fighting force, into a bunch of social justice warriors who don't know their preferred pronouns. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
I don't really like working.
I'm going to need a priority parking space.
I only work remotely.
How are your safe spaces?
Can I bring my dog to work?
Will your company protect me against microaggressions?
You're triggering me. Is this interview almost over?
You don't run a daycare. You run a business. So why use high-priced recruitment agencies who charge you up to 40% of an employee's first-year salary? So they're focused on getting you the costly talent, not the best fit, which means you get more of this.
What's your policy on paying employees to attend protests?
And I demand 8 weeks of vacation.
And I need at least 12 weeks of paid vacation.
I'm going to need a lot of mental health days.
Do you have a game room?
My pronouns are Z's and Z's.
Isn't it time you hired grown-ups? Call redballoon.work and skip those high-priced recruitment agencies. Call 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. That's 833-880-0600 for a free consultation. Redballoon.work.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. In the last hour, Speaker Mike Johnson announcing that men will be banned from women's bathroom facilities there on Capitol Hill. I don't know why it took him so long to figure that one out, but anyway, glad we're heading in the right direction. I want to go right now, though, to the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line and say hello to Paula Scanlon from the Riley Gaines Center at the Leadership Institute. Paula, good to have you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me on today.
All right. So this hullabaloo up on Capitol Hill, you've got a lot of Republican lawmakers that are pretty upset about this. And Congresswoman Nancy Mace leading the charge. What's your take?
Absolutely. I mean, I think you said it at the beginning. What took them so long? I've been waiting for this. I mean, obviously, I think it's very strategic that it's happening now, knowing that they're going to have the majority in the Senate, the majority in the House. So I think, again, it's one of those things that this should have been done already. But what's even crazier to me is that we need to sit here and make laws that say something so obvious that men do not belong in the women's bathroom. But here we are in 2024, where we have to actually make these policies and make these rules to keep men out of women's bathrooms and spaces and out of our sports and all of those different things.
I love MTG Marjorie Taylor Greene's suggestion. She said, well, let's just have a Republican women's bathroom and a Democrat women's bathroom, and then all the trans folks, that freak show, can go use the Democrat bathroom.
It's actually funny. I tweeted something along those lines as a joke this morning, actually, as well. And I think it was probably around the time she tweeted that, as I think I saw her tweet as well. But my suggestion that I joking around with this morning is we have three bathrooms, the men's bathroom, the women's bathroom, and the Democrats' bathroom.
I love it. I think it's a great idea. You know, and I mean, I appreciate the passion and the fieriness, from these lawmakers. But the reality is, I need to see them just as fired up about what's happening at the college level and the high school, junior high level, where these young girls are having to deal with this every single day.
Absolutely. I mean, where has this leadership been on this issue? That's exactly what I keep asking myself, especially when I went through it, right? There was no person in a position of power that was willing to stand up for myself and my teammates. Again, for those who are not familiar with my story, I was teammates with the male athlete, Leah Thomas, that identified as a woman, and my teammates and I were forced to undress and compete alongside him for an entire season. And again, there's no one who stepped up and did the right thing. The NCAA has been quiet on it. Lawmakers, I mean, this happened to me at the University of Pennsylvania. Lawmakers in Pennsylvania don't want to pass legislation about this. I mean, we have a horrible governor, Josh Shapiro, who doesn't seem to think that men and women are different. But again, this is just madness that people haven't been willing to stand up for us females. And a lot of us are left to fend for ourselves in these dangerous situations.
Paula, is it getting any better? I know that a lot of young ladies are standing up, and especially, in the Mountain West Division on that with San Jose State. But my big issue there, Paula, is those girls are suffering. I mean, they're taking a stand, but they're having to suffer. They're the ones that get the loss, not San Jose State.
Yes, exactly. I mean, all of us, the girls have had to suffer in this one way or another, right? If the girls who are boycotting, if they boycott, they are losing their opportunity to compete altogether. And for a lot of these girls, there's opportunities to, add more stats to the board for their accomplishments for the season, potentially win a match, all those different things that go into each of these different sporting events. But they also lose out if they do play, because if you know the story of Peyton McNabb, high school volleyball player, knocked unconscious by the volleyball from a male athlete on the opposing team, she has permanent injuries now from what happened to her. And so you risk that, or you risk, again, not having the opportunity to compete, not having your stats on the board, not having this opportunity. And so, again, every single one of these options, us females are put in a losing position. And so at the end of the day, we have to make the decision of what we think is right. And honestly, I side with these girls that are boycotting, because at least it's sending the message that we've had enough, versus playing and getting hurt is allowing this to keep happening.
So back to that, are you seeing that we're gaining ground here? Or do people feel invigorated? They're taking a stand?
Absolutely. I'd say the fact that we even have these boycotts to even look at, that shows that we're making progress, right? When this happened on my team, there was not a single girl on my team who was willing to speak up about it. To this day, I'm the only girl on my team that's publicly made any statements about it. At the NCAA championship, Riley was the only girl who spoke up during the championship about how unfair it was, and a few others have followed. But again, it's a limiting number. Now we're seeing whole teams that are able to sit down and boycott, which is a great win, and it shows that everyone's starting to get on the same page. It shows that there are entire teams that agree this is wrong. It's not just one or two individuals that have different opinions, like myself and Riley have often been labeled, but we're looking at whole teams and big groups of people that are now saying enough is enough. So I'd say the progress is we're getting there.
Paula Scanlon joining us on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line today. And Paula, I think, there have to be solutions made. And I think President Trump, he's made that a benchmark in his presidency, and he says he's going to address that issue. Do you think that was a motivating factor for a lot of young girls to get out and maybe cast their vote for the first time?
I can't speak for every single person in this country, but what I will tell you is I, over the summer, had a teammate of mine from the University of Pennsylvania, and again, she's not publicly spoken about her feelings about the issue, but privately she agrees that what we went through was wrong. She called me over the summer and she said, "Hey, I just want to let you know I'm going to be voting for Donald Trump because I've had enough of this. I've had enough of what's going on in this country, and what we went through was not fair." And so I can speak to, there are girls who have made the decision. And on top of that, not to switch the topics here, but a lot of girls have seen stories of what's happening with the southern border and stories like Lake and Riley and said, you know, I want to be safe in this country. And the way to do that is to vote for more conservative candidates. So I can't speak for every single person in this country, but I personally do know people who were moved to get out and vote differently than they did in 2020 because of these issues.
All right, Paula, we're going to have to leave it there. Great work, and you guys are doing great work there at the Riley Gaines Center, and appreciate you coming on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me today.
All right, Paula Scanlon, everybody, on the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line. Hey, by the way, folks, if you want to, during the break, head over to ToddStarns.com. Man, we have some great stories, great content for you there. Be sure, while you are there, to bookmark our page. So you'll be able to get our daily news updates. We post a lot of content that you will not find on any other website, ToddStearns.com. You can also sign up for our free newsletter and also our free podcast, all 3 hours of the Todd Stearns radio show. All right, hang tight, everybody. Got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Just a few moments ago, this is sort of surprising. Senator Rand Paul is coming out against President-elect Trump's plan to declare a national emergency to remove the illegal alien invaders. So the plan is Trump would declare a national emergency, would use the military, the U.S. military, to round up illegals and send them back to their home countries. So Senator Paul is telling Politico that using the military to round up the illegals is a terrible image, and that's not what we use our military for. And again, I apologize. This is from Politico, but he actually told that to Newsmax. Here's the exact quote. I'm not in favor of sending the army in uniforms into our cities to collect people. Rand Paul goes on to say, I think it's a terrible image, and that's not what we use our military for. We never have, and it's actually been illegal for over 100 years to bring the army into our cities. Well, you know what else is a terrible image? Watching millions of illegals breaching our borders. That's a terrible image, Senator Paul. You know what else is a terrible image? Watching the families of these Americans killed, attacked on American soil by illegals, watching them weep in courtrooms like we're doing right now in Athens, Georgia. That's a terrible image, too. I want to bring in our next guest from the Patriot Mobile Newsmaker line, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District. Congressman, good to have you with us today.
Well, it's great to be with you, Todd. Interesting day on a lot of accounts.
Well, it is, and a lot of different stories to talk about, and I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this. Do you support President Trump's plan to use the military to round up the illegals?
Well, I would say this. The senator, and I'm not going to get into the squabble between the senator and the president, but maybe the senator has jumped the gun a little bit. I don't know how the president plans on using the military, but there's a law called Posse Comitatus, which disallows the uniformed military service in the United States to be used for law enforcement. However, they are allowed to assist and support law enforcement. So if you're talking about having, look, I used to fly around in a helicopter with a uniform on that said U.S. Army. You could fly on the border, you could fly wherever in support of law enforcement, whether that was searching for or identifying illegal migrants crossing the border, or finding a meth lab, or doing a warrant delivery, something like that. You can support, but that there's a law that prohibits us from doing that. And President Trump hasn't enumerated how the military would be used. So I would just say, let's take a breath. These people don't belong here. If they have broken the law, we have provisions in place, border security, border patrol, immigration and customs enforcement, aided by local law enforcement. We can also use the provision of stopping the all the subsidization that keeps them coming and keeps them here. There's a lot of way to aid and assist in deportation. We haven't seen the entire plan, and so I'm not going to be critical of either one at this point.
Well, look, we have a problem. We've been invaded. We've got at least 20 million illegals here. They all need to go, and however we can get that taken care of. Again, my estimation here, Congressman, is we are, the way I see it, we have been invaded by an army of illegals. Therefore, we need an army of our own to push them back across the border on the other side. How we do that, they can figure that out.
There's no doubt about that, Todd. And if the president's basically saying, I want to use the military on the border to stop the invasion, then I think that that's another conversation. But we, you know, the president hasn't enumerated how, and I don't think anybody should be jumping the gun. But I, what I do think is we all should be supporting the president's charge, which was validated by an overwhelming vote to have these illegals, that these people that are here illegally, like you said, murdering, raping, robbing, destroying communities, to have them removed from the country legally. It is within our right. It is our duty to do that. We either have laws that we abide by, or we don't have laws that we, you know. And for all these people that say that deportation is going to be difficult, we shouldn't do it, and somebody's grandma, you know, might be deported, and that's a bad look, I would just ask that person, well, which laws are we going to uphold? Which laws are we going to allow people to break? We all need to know in case we don't want to follow the law. So let's call this what it is. It is adjudication of the law as passed by Congress and signed by the president. The executive branch has the duty to faithfully execute the law. So the president is going to do that, and I support him wholeheartedly in that effort.
You know, Congressman, I don't mean to, I'm a contrarian today, and I have to apologize to you, because I gotta ask you about Speaker Mike Johnson. I get that he came back and clarified what he was talking about with these bathrooms. It just seems to me that's a no-brainer that he should have hit out of the ballpark at the first swing. I just don't get why he had to come back and say, you know, well, I really do believe that men are men and women are women. Say that in the first place, Mr. Speaker. Come on. Get a backbone, sir.
Yeah, I don't know what the clarification is, but it's pretty simple to me, Todd. Men are men. Women are women. If you've got to go to the bathroom, go to the bathroom that is associated with your sex at birth. Makes it pretty simple. Done.
Yeah, it's pretty simple. And so we finally got around to that. But I'm like, goodness gracious, Mr. Speaker. And if you can't get that, you know, if you're hemming and hawing on that kind of stuff, I'm really concerned about the president's agenda, because it's going to be pretty darn aggressive.
Yeah, well, look, this is a new era. Of course, Delaware has sent us this representative. And I think this is an opportunity to clarify, you know, what the federal government has been imposing on many of its citizens, and its citizens don't like it. And now the federal government, of course, has to, you know, it has to deal with this, and rightly so, because many of our citizens have had to deal with this. They've had their schools upturned, they've had their businesses had to, you know, do all kinds of crazy things, and now the federal government's on the hook. And I I'm glad he finally got there. Maybe he shouldn't have taken as long as he did. But again, men are men, women are women. Go to the sex that was assigned at birth, and that clarifies it. Let's move on to the important issues of saving the republic.
And on that note, back in Pennsylvania, you've got Senator Bob Casey refusing to concede the election. You've got House races. They're still counting votes, and I find it very interesting, Congressman, that every single one of these races that was not called on or the day after the election are now suddenly going in favor of the Democrats.
Yeah, it's look, this is the 21st century. Somehow our country has survived for over 200 years where we went on one day and voted in person, unless you had an absentee ballot because you were sick at home or something like that. And suddenly in the 21st century, now 2 weeks after the election, we still don't know who's elected in some of these places. And literally, you know, they're trying to find ballots in Pennsylvania. You know, I'm happy that we've been keeping an eye on things, but it's not enough. It should be a sign to us about how flawed this process is. And we have an opportunity over the next year and certainly the next 2 years. As a matter of fact, it's not necessarily an opportunity it's an obligation to straighten this stuff out. There is no reason in the 21st century where we can do open heart surgery and do all kinds of fantastic things, cars with that driving without people in them and so on and so forth, that we can't know on the day after the election who won these elections. And let's face it, these things that are done so that cheating can occur. You know, we in Pennsylvania, in the district that I'm proud to represent, we had our one of our counties putting drop boxes around for mail-in ballots. Just think about that. Drop boxes for mail-in ballots. Now, if you can make it to your mailbox, you don't need a drop box. There are mail-in ballots, but somehow it's easier to drive to someplace to put, you know, these ballots in a box. These boxes are meant for one thing and one thing only, and that is fraud. And all this craziness needs to end. What we need to do is follow the Constitution, have election day, not election month or election 2 weeks after the election, vote in person, prove you're a citizen, and let's count the votes after that. That's what we need to have, and anything that moves away from that is meant to skew the results in the favor of those who can, you know, who can game the system. That's what we're seeing right now. It is absurd. It is unacceptable. I don't care if you live in California or Pennsylvania. You should be outraged by it, and it has to end.
No, it does. It's got to end. What happens, though? Let's say Senator Casey, he's refusing to concede. You've got to be able to seat the new Congress, and you've got poor Dave McCormick out there. Who gets the seat if Bob Casey refuses to concede?
Well, if Bob Casey refuses to concede, at some point the new members are going to be sworn in, and the new Senate is going to be headed by Republicans. And like it or not, Chuck Schumer can cry his eyes out all he wants to, but Dave McCormick is going to be and is he's a senator-elect from Pennsylvania, and he's going to be seated as a senator from Pennsylvania. I hope that while he may not have conceded, Bob Casey is busy packing up his office, because somebody's going to need that very shortly.
All right. Well, Congressman, appreciate the update there in Pennsylvania as well as the other crazy stories, and we appreciate you coming on the show today.
God bless you, Todd. Thank you and your audience.
All right, Congressman Scott Perry from Pennsylvania's 10th Congressional District there. Just what a mess. But have you noticed in every single one of these races, the Republicans were far ahead, but they never called the races. And so this has been dragging on for, well, since Election Day. I mean, we could be a month out and they are still counting. And what's fascinating is in every single one of these races that was not called, the Democrats have now somehow taken the lead. And what you watch what's going to happen. As soon as they get enough of a lead, as soon as they find enough of these fake votes, they're going to call the races for the Democrats. You watch it. You watch how this plays out here. And this is a big deal, because if, in fact, we do lose the Senate seat in Pennsylvania, that just gives these rhino Republicans one less seat they've got to worry about to try and stop President Trump's agenda. That's what really concerns me, and especially in the House of Representatives. So we've got a big problem on our hands. And I want to go back to this one thing here, and we talked about this in the first hour of the show today. The reality of it is this. What happened Election Day was not a big win for Republicans. It was a big win for Donald Trump. It was not a big win for the Republican Party. And we saw that in all of the down ballot races. Plain and simple. All right, we got to take a quick break here. 901-260-5926, our number. That's 901-260-5926. I am curious to get your take on Rand Paul here. Rand Paul says it's going to be a terrible look to use the U.S. military to go out there and round up the illegals. You think that's a good idea or a bad idea? 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Wow. What a day. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to be checking in with Robbie Starbuck. And he has been leading this charge, targeting these companies that have DEI policies. And these are companies where many of you do business, places like Tractor Supply, Lowe's, Ford. And they've, as a result of his efforts, they have actually been revising, or in some cases completely getting rid of, their diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. So anyway, looking forward to that conversation coming up in the next hour. Also, Peter Galluli, who is the CEO of the Wellness Company, is going to join us. And he's got a lot of stuff to say about RFK Jr. You know, where's Ben Dieter? Dieter! So I was at the Kroger last night, and I'm one of these guys. I don't know if I'm the only person who does this, but I was at the market. I don't go grocery shopping for the full week. I go grocery shopping for dinner that evening, and I don't know if I just need the social community of hanging out with the checkout clerks, but I do that. So anyway, I had to go over to Kroger yesterday. And I've been trying to eat a little healthier and cook a lot of stuff at home, you know, and all that kind of good stuff. So, Dieter, I literally run into the giant Little Debbie Christmas display at the Kroger.
Like, physically you ran into him?
Well,
physically ran into Little Debbie.
Well, the Little Debbie, wasn't there. Yeah, Little Debbie wasn't there, but the display was there with all the snack foods.
And what did you do? You had a decision to make.
I did. So I allowed our audience to make the decision. I took a screenshot and I posted it on the Instagram. And I said, what would RFK Jr. do? Hashtag Maha.
You know, that is filled with so much Crisco or whatever, that the lard stuff. But they're good. Was it the Christmas trees?
It was. It was the Little Debbie Christmas trees. And, you know, I'm not a big fan of the gingerbread, but I love the, they're not the ho-hos. What's the, it's a Little Debbie's.
Twinkies?
No, they're, no, not a Twinkie or
the
a ho.
The
wow, wait a second.
Now I'm stepping
that's,
in
that's
it.
That's really
wait,
embarrassing.
Wait, no, the little brown ones. Oh, Swiss rolls.
Swiss Miss, yes.
Yeah, the but there's a name for them.
They're not ho-hos.
Yeah, they are. No. So there's ho-hos versus Swiss cakes.
We don't mean in the biblical sense. Yeah, we don't judge here. But yes, it's
Hostess.
Thank you. Yeah. Hostess has the Twinks, Twinkies, and the. I'm sorry. Jeez.
So, what did you get instead? Because you needed a snack, obviously. That's why you were milling around for so long.
I know. I'm embarrassed.
What did you get?
I'm embarrassed to say.
Say it. Your audience is very supportive of your journey to wellness.
I got the Greek yogurt.
Oh, God.
With the strawberries.
God, that's the worst. That tastes like sour cream.
I look like I put on a hoodie and I had the sunglasses. I don't want people to see me because, you know, I got street cred to worry about. Starz is eating yogurt.
You know, the latest, they're trying to change the recipe for Coke, the product.
The cocaine or Coca-Cola?
Coca-Cola.
Oh, really?
RFK is coming after Coca-Cola now.
No,
switching
he is
up
not.
The, no, look it up. Newsweek had the story.
No.
So, get those ho-hos cakes, get your Little Debbies while they still exist. That's all we're saying.
Wow. So, yeah, so I took a pass. You know, I felt bad, but I took a pass this go-around. But I'm telling you, if they've got the, if the Swiss Miss, is it the Swiss rolls? Swiss Miss is the chocolate.
That's the chocolate milk
so packet. So, if the Little Debbie Swiss rolls, if they go Christmas, I may have to reject RFK Jr.
Isn't it crazy how everything is Christmas? I mean, you walk into any grocery store, Walmart, it's the Christmas trees are in the front. It's time.
Do you guys have a problem with that? I just feel like we need to let the, we should savor the seasons.
We should let Thanksgiving breathe. Let Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving.
Why is there garland on the pumpkin? I don't understand that. Mm. Let Thanksgiving be Thanksgiving. Let Halloween be Halloween.
Oh, Todd, are you a pumpkin roll guy?
A what?
A pumpkin roll.
Like physically rolling the pumpkins? Pick it up and carry it.
Now I'm starving. You guys, the pumpkin rolls are the best thing about this time of the year.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Better than the Swiss rolls.
Oh, you're talking about the dessert, the snack. No, I'm not a big pumpkin guy.
Really?
I'm a sweet potato pie guy.
Hmm.
That's the way God intended it.
No. Anyways.
All right.
Now I'm hungry. I'm going to go get a snack.
All right. Head on down to Kroger. Pick up a 6-pack of the Swiss rolls if you don't mind. All right. Hang tight, everybody. Hour 3 of the big show coming up. Hopefully Did we violate any FCC policies in that segment? I don't think so. All right, we'll be right back, America.
From the Liberty University Studio in Memphis, Tennessee, it's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging, deplorable American.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is I, Todd Starnes, your voice of hope and truth across this great nation, border to border, coast to coast, across the fruited plain. Great to have you with us. By the way, if you would like to join the program this hour, all you have to do is give us a call, 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. Our next guest has been triggering a good many businesses across the country. Tractor Supply, Ford, Lowe's, many other big companies that had diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. And our next guest exposed a lot of this, and as a result of his work and his investigative skills, many of these companies are now changing those policies. Let's welcome into the program Robbie Starbuck. Robbie, hope you're doing well. Good to have you on the show today.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
Well, first of all, congratulations. You have single-handedly, and I know a lot of people may be surprised by that, but you single-handedly took down a lot of these major companies. Well done to you.
Thank you. Yeah, no, it's been incredible, you know, and to see the way that corporate America has responded with just total fear of being the next company that we do this with has been pretty incredible, you know, but it really goes to show, you know, a lot of times we buy into the lie that one person can't change a lot of things. And I do have to give credit. I've got a great team of people who work with me and for me. But, you know, each one of us as individuals believes that we can make a difference, and we never buy into this idea that one person can't. And I think this project really does prove each one of us has a role to play in saving this country. It's not just an election. You know, electing President Trump is huge, but each one of us has a job to do to really not just, you know, save America. I don't just want to save America. I want to restore it, and I want to make it the greatest it has ever been. That's going to take each one of us doing something.
You know, there was a moment yesterday that I think illustrates the point you're saying, that when Mike Johnson came out and he was right out of the gate, asked a question, do you believe the new congressperson from Delaware is a man or a woman? Johnson should have said, well, he's a man. We believe that, you know, men are men, women are women. He's not going to be using the ladies' room. He should have just come right out and said that. But instead, he said, well, I'm not going to get into that now, and we have to be gracious, and we have to be, you know, accepting of No, that's the kind of language that got us to where we are right now in this country, Robbie.
Yeah, it sounds like Mike may have gone through a DEI training. You know, I was pretty surprised by his answer, because this is a very simple one. You don't have to be a dad for this to be a simple answer. You don't have to be United States representative. This is a simple answer to anybody who's been through second grade biology. Man is a man, woman is a woman. It's very clear. And anybody saying, oh, well, we need to be tolerant and we need to be kind to the people. I'm sorry, there's no kindness. Kindness stops. Tolerance stops when you invade spaces that make my wife and my daughters feel unsafe in their bathrooms, in their locker rooms, in their sports. And there's a fundamental difference, too, that I have a really big issue with the men pretending they're women, because the other way it doesn't really affect us as men. You know, if a woman is confused, thinks that they're a man, and they come into our bathroom, like, they don't pose a threat to us. But we're talking about, and we need to be very clear about this, we are talking about men with a mental illness who want to go into the restrooms, locker rooms, and private spaces of women, and they pose a physical threat to them. That is very clear. This is not theoretical. Women have been raped. They've been beaten. And, you know, this is even happening, by the way, in women's centers where women are victims of rape. They are victims of horrible abuse. And then you've got men trying to enter those spaces that are supposed to be for people who have been seriously domestically abused. It's just, it's absurd. We see this happening all over the place, and it's got to stop under the new administration. I am going to be very vocal at every level of government, especially with the people who I'm friendly with that have been named to positions, that we have got to stop this.
I was reading the profile that the Washington Post did on you. Taylor Telford was the author. I got to say, I kind of know where she was coming from, but I thought she treated you pretty fairly in that piece, and at least got your quotes right, I hope, because you really nailed it, I think, in this profile.
I've got to say, this is probably the weirdest thing I never saw myself saying. If you had asked me like a year ago, do you think you'll have anything positive to say about, you know, mainstream media? I would have said absolutely not. And I still don't, largely. I mean, I think they're generally liars. But I will say, I've had exceedingly fair coverage from Wall Street Journal, from Washington Post, from New York Times, all these different places, that legacy outlets, Bloomberg. They've been exceptionally fair, and I think, honestly, people have said, why do you think they've done this, where they've been so fair and kind of told the truth about how effective this campaign has been? And I think the truth is, there's a bunch of soft liberals who are sick of DEI just as much as we are, but they're terrified to say it. So the closest they can get is reporting fairly on the fact that it's getting destroyed.
Yeah, no, I think you're right. And look, this is how bad it is. Everybody knew that Kamala Harris was not qualified to be president of the United States, but they were too terrified to say anything about it. They didn't want to get on the radar of these DEI people.
Well, okay, it hasn't stopped there. That's the crazy part. Okay, there was a poll yesterday, came out, and another one today, asking Democrat primary voters, who are you planning to vote for in the 2028 presidential primary for the Democrats? Yesterday's poll said 41% Kamala Harris. The next closest was less than 10%. It was Pete Buttigieg. Okay. Today said 48% Kamala Harris. And the next closest was 8% Pete Buttigieg. And my mind is just blown. These people are so captured in their intellectual process that they still are afraid to break out of this DEI mold. And they think, oh no, we've got to pick the black woman. Pick the person who is going to lead you out of insanity. None of them are going to do that, though. That's the sad thing. My hope is really on the edges, that you've got some of the younger people who have voted for Democrats. They're going to learn and grow up, and they're going to kind of adapt to reality. And we saw some of that in this election. You're going to see that also with minorities. It's going to continue in the black community and in the Latino community. I've said myself, so Latino, you know, men have a big role to play. They made the big shift in this election, right? Now, what's going to happen traditionally in these cultures is the women are going to watch what happens as a result of the choices the men made. And if everything goes well the next 4 years, you're going to see a bunch of women join up and get on board with voting Republican going forward. And you will see the most dynamic transformation in political power that we've seen, because if you shift the Latino vote to be majority Republican and you shift even 35% of black folks, you have a party that cannot lose in America. And so, you know, that coalition building is very important. We're there. We're doing a great job. But I have no hope for these people, the 48% that are still saying they want to vote for Kamala Harris. I mean, it's just, it's absurd.
No, I agree with you on that. And I think what we're looking at, well, you have to go back to when Reagan beat Carter, and that really set up 12 years of conservative rule that was ruined by a moderate Republican, George H.W. Bush, breaking his vow not to raise our taxes. Otherwise, you would have had back-to-back two-term presidential Republican presidential administrations. I think what we're looking at here is the setting up of two terms of J.D. Vance after four very successful years of Donald Trump. The concern, though, Robbie, I have is that you've got a generation of young people that have not only been raised up on this DEI nonsense, but now many of them are employed at a lot of these companies in the HR departments around the country. You think is there a way that you're going to be doing this 24/7?
Yeah. So I'll give you a little bit of hope here. Okay. So there's this group. We've got to segment them out. Okay. Because they're the young people that are already in HR departments right now. I have very little hope for that group of people. They're the most radical by every metric. They vote the most radically. They believe in the most radical stuff. They are fond of communism, Marxism in general. But then I want you to look at the kids that are my oldest daughter's age. My oldest daughter's 15. Next presidential election, she will be voting. Every single one of her friends, and I mean every single one, is now a red-blooded conservative voter, okay, when they turn 18. Every single one was a big fan of the Republican policy platform going around. And it's primarily predicated off of the males. The males in her generation that are right now just under 18, so that like 13 to 17-year-old bracket, They are overwhelmingly conservative by every metric. Across the United States, they do a mock election in a lot of high schools and public high schools. And for the first time ever, you had the most conservative group of boys in the entire time they've done this, which goes back, I think it's 50 years, okay? So those boys are going to be voting come this next election. And so you've got this new dynamic group of young people that are doing the thing that is diametrically opposed to what we're used to young people doing, which is voting very stupidly. And the reason for that, I think, this is just my belief, you know, this is anecdotal, I think it's that wokeness got pushed so hard in schools, and these teachers were so irritating in the ways that they shoved it down kids' throats. The kids did what they have done since the beginning of time. They rebelled against it. And so now the thing to be a rebel is be conservative. And so those kids, that's exactly what they did. They rebelled against their woke teachers that wanted to shove pronouns down their throat and tell them that they could switch genders. And to them, that's the most absurd thing ever. So I have hope because of that generation. My oldest daughter's generation, my son's, actually my son's same thing. He's 11. His group of friends, they all were huge fans of Trump, you know, and this is not just a thing because I'm their dad, because previous to this election, you know, it was hard to find kids that would openly talk about supporting conservative politics. Now it's every single one of my kids' friends.
Mm, interesting. It's almost as if conservatism has become counterculture among young people, which is a great thing. And I'm pretty excited about the future. Robbie Starbuck, where can people go if they want to follow your work? Where do you recommend they go?
If they go to robbiestarbuck.com/DEI, or just go to robbiestarbuck.com and you'll see the DEI section. If you want to report on a business and give a tip about a business that's woke, that's the best place to do that. But you can follow along with what we're doing at Robbie Starbuck. That's Robbie with a Y on every social platform except TikTok, where they banned me for telling the truth. But, you know, everywhere else, and you can follow along. Right now, you know, we've done over 15 companies, major companies, we've flipped and changed their woke policies as a result of our investigations. And I will make a prediction. Our next one, which is coming very soon, I was actually filming it before I got on with you, it will be the biggest one yet, and I would be shocked if they do not change their policies as a result of the videos we're going to be putting out, because it is shocking stuff.
All right, folks, go to Robbie Starbuck's website. And Robbie, we really appreciate you coming on the show today.
You too. Thank you.
All right. Great work there. All right, Robbie Starbuck. All right, we've got to take a quick break here, folks. 901-260-5926 is our telephone number. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Our good friend Paul Shanklin just sent me a screenshot. I guess he's at the supermarket. Shanklin says, Todd, this could very well be the worst pumpkin spice product this holiday season. Have you guys ever had something called pumpkin spice empanadas? This sounds absolutely disgusting. Pumpkin spice empanadas made with real pumpkin and cream cheese. This is being sold at supermarkets across the country. I can't do that. I can't do it. I never have big, it's not that I don't like pumpkin pie. It's good, but I've always found that sweet potato pie is much better. And I know there are people out there, and they're heretics, and they say, well, there's really no difference between pumpkin pie and sweet potato pie. And again, those people are heretics. They need the Lord, because there is a very big difference between the two. One is pumpkin and the other is sweet potato. And you have to have a big dollop of the whipped cream. By the way, and you got to have the homemade whipped cream. You can't do, yeah, I know some people do the Cool Whip, but I prefer the homemade whipped cream. All right, by the way, folks, very exciting news over at Newsmax, our friends over at Newsmax. They are growing by leaps and bounds. Even Reuters is taking notice, and the Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top U.S. news brands around. President Trump, a big fan. And now you may be eligible to buy preferred shares in Newsmax before any IPO, and we do have a planned IPO. You can go to NewsmaxInvest.com if you'd like more information. That's NewsmaxInvest.com. And you have the opportunity to become a co-owner of America's news powerhouse. So if you'd like more information, of course, consult with your attorney, your financial advisor, but go to NewsmaxInvest.com and you'll find plenty of information there. And of course, don't forget 5 o'clock Eastern, the Todd Stern Show, exclusively on Newsmax, too. You can watch that at 5 o'clock Eastern. All right. Well, let's go back to some audio here I want to play. And there's just so much crazy stuff happening all over the country. But I want to talk about something that happened yesterday up on Capitol Hill. The director of FEMA facing the wrath of lawmakers over this story, this allegation that FEMA workers intentionally passed over hurricane survivors because they supported President Trump. Cut number 8, please.
Our workforce persevered through all of the challenges I've just described. And they also persevered through a difficult security environment generated by misinformation about FEMA's work spread through social media. We help all survivors, all people, obtain all of the assistance that they are qualified for under the law. And misinformation was making that work much more difficult.
No, there was no misinformation. The truth was coming out. These were not only whistleblowers. You actually had the person that was in charge of ordering the bypassing of Trump supporters admitting, yes, that's what we were told to do. Cut number 12. This is Jim Jordan.
FEMA's mission is to help all people.
Well, let's look at maybe the best evidence we have is the actual screenshot. Can you put the screenshot up on the screen? Let's look at what the text message said. The text message said, implement best practices. Like, this is the best practices. We're going to implement them. And they talk about making sure you're going in pairs or with more than one person, avoid the Trump homes. Drink your water, take your towel, coconut waters. So stay hydrated, walk with someone else, and don't go to the Trump homes. It seems pretty common and matter of fact in the actual evidence we do have, the text message itself. But you're still saying Miss Washington and this other person aren't telling the truth.
When I received this text message, it was not in accordance with the way we conduct business at FEMA, and I directed
even though it said best practices, even though it said stay hydrated, which everyone would agree with, even though it said go in pairs, which everyone would agree with, even though it said bring a towel, make sure you're covered. I mean, it said coconut water is the best way to stay. Even though it said all those practical things, the part about avoiding the Trump homes, that's not a best practice. That's not commonplace. Is that what you're saying?
That is nowhere in our policy, and I can't speak to
I'm not saying it's your policy
behind what Ms. Washington did.
But it was... Okay, now her supervisor is this Mr. Hershey. Have you talked to him and to find out if he knew this was happening?
I understand that he was in her chain of command, and this is under investigation.
Have you talked to the, there's 13 people on this text message. Have you talked to all 13 of those individuals?
This incident is under investigation.
That's not what I asked you. I know it's under investigation, and we know how investigations work when it's done inside the agency. It takes forever. I'm asking, did you talk to the 13 people on this best practices text message?
The Office of Professional Responsibility has taken this, and they are following appropriate protocol to investigate.
Is the Inspector General looking at it as well?
And I have asked the Inspector General to take a look at this.
Any idea when they're going to talk to these 13 people since you have it? Have you talked to, how about you personally? Have you talked to any of these 13 people?
I have not talked to them.
And there you go, folks. American citizens denied aid. Meanwhile, illegals, they're getting everything they need, from debit cards to plane tickets. You name it, the illegals get it, but the American people suffer. We'll be right back. You know, I had been out of town. And when I was out of town, I didn't pack my pillow. And so the hotel was a nice enough hotel, but I really don't like the hotel pillows. I am a my pillow kind of a guy. So I got a little crick in my neck, and it took me forever to get to feeling better. But I did, thanks to once I got back home and I was able to go to sleep for a couple of days with my wonderful my pillow. I do the king size pillows, and I have a lot of them. I just like a lot of pillows. And I can't thank our good friend Mike Lindell enough. You know, this is a guy. I can't. you know, again, he's in the business of selling a great product, and he's got a lot of them, not just the pillows. They have everything they make is really great, from the slippers. My Slippers, those are the most comfortable slippers, the most comfortable shoes I've ever had, and I've got them all. So anyway, you think about Mike Lindell, and it's one thing if you were just, you know, putting out a crappy product that nobody would want to buy, but he's actually got a great product, and it doesn't matter because the big box stores, they're boycotting Mike, and the reason why is because he loves President Trump, and he fought for President Trump. He did, and he paid a price for that. And so fortunately for us, Mike just cut through the middleman and said, hey, Starnes, would you let me become a sponsor of the program? And I'm like, I'd be honored to have you as a sponsor. And so we've been partners for, gosh, several years now. And so we just love Mike Lindell. And, you know, a lot of people don't realize that he has an incredible testimony of how he was addicted to drugs. He found faith in Jesus Christ, and God delivered him from this horrible life that he had. And it really is his story, and the story of MyPillow is a story about faith and transformation. And I love that story. And so that just makes maybe the pillow just a little bit fluffier, a little bit softer. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. But anyway, Mike is offering some great deals for our listeners for Christmas. The standard MyPillow is available for $14.88. There's a limit of 10 per customer, so again, don't wait. You're going to want to use my promo code Starnes, STARNES, my last name. That unlocks all of these great discounts. MyPillow.com/Starnes, MyPillow.com/Starnes. So go check it out. And lots of other great things, a mattress topper, $99.99, the incredible Giza Dream bed sheets, $49.98. Those are great sheets, by the way. So again, check them out, MyPillow.com/Starnes, or give them a call. 1-800-839-8506. That's 800-839-8506. Use the promo code Starnes, and you're going to be able to unlock these huge discounts. I was in the break following the latest details out of Georgia. We can now tell you that Lincoln Riley's killer has been sentenced to life in prison without parole. The death penalty was off the table. Want to go to the phone lines, 901-260-5926. Sonny in Ocala, Florida, WOCA. Hi, Sonny. What's your thought on that news?
Oh, I am fuming. We have state and law and federal government that's more worried about illegal aliens breaking the law coming into this country. Oh, we got to take care of them. You got to give them money. You got to give them clothing. You got to give them housing, meals, etc., all the way down the line. Oh, they don't like it in New York. We fly them to Georgia. When he gets to Georgia, he goes into Gainesville, and Lincoln Riley becomes another statistic. God knows what this guy did to her. It's unbelievable why he should have been shot, period. There were illegals are here committing crimes, period. When do we worry about the American citizen who was born maybe here, even the ones that were naturalized here, and pay their taxes to a government that does not concern themselves with the people that elected them and with the people who are paying their salaries? This is such an atrocity to me that it's just beyond the pale. To me, I'm ready for civil war. We don't have an American government, and that includes a lot of state governments. This guy should have never been allowed in the country, number one, and number two, he should have been shot on sight. And we find out he's also part of that crazy gang and everything else. We don't need this. When does the people we elect represent the people who elected them? and pay their salaries.
Yes, Sonny, I hear the passion and the anger and the frustration in your voice. And again, you go back to this one truth. It is a central truth. It doesn't matter if you're Republican, Democrat, Libertarian. It doesn't matter. If we had just stopped this man at the border when he crossed over the first time, Lakin Riley would still be alive today. I mean, that's ultimately the truth here. And you do wonder how many other Americans would be alive had we just simply secured the border. It is not mean-spirited. It is not xenophobic. It's none of that, folks. This is just a matter of common sense, protecting your people. Guess what? Mexico does that. They protect their borders. You be all right, American citizen, go down there. Just go down there and see what happens if you cross into Mexico without their permission. Let me know how that works out for you. Sonny, thank you for the call. 901-260-5926. Jasmine Crockett, she's a congressperson. And if you believe her, she will tell you that this is the most oppressive nation on the face of the earth. Take a listen to what she just said on Capitol Hill.
It's because you can then misuse words like oppression. There has been no oppression for the white man in this country. You tell me which white men were dragged out of their homes. You tell me which one of them got dragged all the way across an ocean.
Steve Bannon.
And told that you are going to go and work.
Peter Navarro.
We are going to steal your wives. We are going to rape your wives. That didn't happen. That is oppression. We didn't ask to be here. We're not the same migrants.
Then go
back, ma'am.
That y'all constantly
come up against. We didn't run away from home. We were stolen. So, yeah, we are going to sit here and be offended when you want to sit here and act like and don't let it escape you that it is white men on this side of the aisle telling us, people of color on this side of the aisle, that y'all are the ones being oppressed, that y'all are the ones that are being harmed.
Wow. All right. Again, Jasmine Crockett, who, by the way, delivered those remarks from her seat on Capitol Hill in Congress. This woman who claims we are to believe that people are still being enslaved. And by the way, lost in that bit of history, who exactly put the African people on those ships and brought them to America? I know this is a little inconvenient truth for everybody, but it was their fellow Africans who did that. But again, nobody wants to have that conversation because truth is irrelevant to people like Jasmine Crockett, who's up there screaming, B-wording and hollering, ladies and gentlemen. We'll keep it family friendly. From a place of honor and prestige that she was elected to, this oppressed woman. She was so oppressed, she got elected to Congress. And you heard her saying, we didn't ask to be here. Ma'am, if you don't like America, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord split you. That's all I can tell you. 901-260-5926. That's 901-260-5926. This is the Todd Stern Show. Real quick, let's go to the phone lines here. Susie in Gainesville, Georgia, wants to weigh in on the Lakin Riley verdict. Hi, Susie. What's your take?
Hey, Todd. First of all, before I get started on that, I just want to tell you how much I appreciate you, and I always hope you have a blessed Thanksgiving, and I just thank you for the stand that you make for all of us every day.
Thank you, Susie. I appreciate that.
And, Todd, this just infuriates me. To know that this monster, Todd, that killed that precious young woman, is going to sit in a Georgia prison for the rest of his life, and my family and my children and my grandchildren and all the other decent law-abiding citizens of Georgia will pay for him to sit there, Todd, and get 3 meals a day, doctors, dentists, TV, gym. It just is beyond wrong, Todd.
Susie, it is, and I have to imagine a lot of people there in Georgia share your anger, your frustration, and by the way, that is righteous anger, and we're going to have to work through this, but I'm telling you, Susie, We have got to make sure that the new administration follows through on this crackdown of illegals. We can't have this happening again on American soil. Susie, I got to run. Thank you so much for calling in today. You know, we've been following a lot of the developments on Capitol Hill, and the president-elect has really picked a fine, fine cabinet, including RFK Jr. I want to bring into the conversation our good friend, great sponsor, The Wellness Company. Peter Galluli is the chief executive officer. And Peter, always an honor to have you on our program.
Thanks for having me back, Todd.
All right. Well, we've been going over some of the cabinet picks, and I was very curious to get your take on RFK Jr. What do you want him to do as head of HHS?
Todd, where do you start? RFK Jr. is a breath of fresh air to HHS, which oversees the CDC and the FDA, agencies which are, as you know, not elected. We've never voted for a single person that's in charge of any of those organizations, and captive by the pharmaceutical industry. So I'm very excited to see RFK come in, clean shop, and start establishing logical policies that put Americans first, which is really the constituents that these agencies need to be serving, not these giant pharmaceutical lobbies. And that goes for everything from vaccine policy to pharmaceutical advertising, all the way down. America is the most unhealthy country on earth, and it's a shameful thing, and it's up to us to change it.
Look, I know everybody's thinking, wow, they're going to be going after Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth. Yeah, they probably are, but I don't think anybody's going to be prepared for the onslaught coming against RFK Jr. And I have to believe that these big pharmaceutical companies are going to be unleashing on this guy.
I'm ready for the TV commercials that are going to rally the public. And I have it on good information right now, Todd, that there are doctor groups that are actually out there signing petitions that they're sending into the Senate to try to block RFK Jr. because there's so many doctors who get paid out by these pharmaceutical companies. We at the Wellness Company have actually started multiple petitions, both within other telemedicine companies that share our values and principles, as well as our customers, to voice support of this pick, because we think that RFK is really going to put the decisions to choose what one does with their body and their health back in the hands of consumers. And that's what healthcare is all about. And we really all need to rally around RFK Jr. and Donald Trump and make sure that this gets done.
You know, isn't it interesting though, Peter? I have to be careful how I frame this story. I have firsthand knowledge that there are doctors out there, and instead of, you know, like for example, I needed to shed a few pounds. Instead of, you know, the doctor saying, okay, well, here's how you can do that. You can start exercising and eating better. They're like, oh, we've got a drug for that, or we've got a shot for that. And you're like, wait, what? I mean, it's like they're trying to get you hooked on all these medications.
We indeed have a sick care model here, Todd. And what you've expressed is one great example. We have been taught, and the doctors have been taught in med school and by the hospitals, to treat the symptoms, not the root causes. So they're going to put you on medications to treat whatever the symptom is that you're presenting, but they're not going to work with you to really figure out what's driving that issue that you're experiencing and presenting in the hospital room. And we really need to get back to looking at root cause. And honestly, Todd, it's not these big expensive pharmaceutical products that are going to make you feel better or solve the problem. It's the back to basics, exercise, diet, nutrition, supplementation. It's those things that are going to keep you healthy and well.
Now, one of the things that we love about you guys at the Wellness Company, it's all about preparation, being prepared, not freaking out, just being prepared for whatever might come down the road. And, you know, we've been looking at the hostilities between Ukraine, Russia, the U.S. getting dragged into all of this. And there are concerns that when you have this kind of international instability, you could have some supply chain disruptions, which is why it's so important to make sure you have supplies on hand, and especially when it comes to specific medicines.
Absolutely, Todd. And it's critically important. And I know we're all celebrating the return of Donald Trump, but we also need to be vigilant here and keep our heads on a swivel. It does look a lot like sabotage, and like the Democrats on their way out are trying to lay landmines. And it's really up to all of us to make sure that it's our personal responsibility to take care of ourselves. We know that they could do something to block access to critical medication, whether it's policies here at home or disrupting supply chains abroad. It pays dividends. It could save your life to have life-saving medications like ivermectin, like hydroxychloroquine in your medicine cabinet at home. And that's what we're all about at the Wellness Center.
And folks, that's why you need to go and check out all of the great products they offer, and they have so many. Again, the website address here, twc.health/starnes. That's twc.health/starnes. Use my promo code Starnes, and it will unlock some great discounts for you. And again, going back to this, and we've got about 60 seconds here, Peter, but when you look at what the Biden administration has done, what is it that you would like to see undone by the new HHS director in this new administration?
Where do I start, Todd? I think the big things, though, are things that are right in front of us. Americans have never been more skeptical about vaccines than they are today, and rightly so. I think we need to pull the COVID-19 shots from the market. We need to do a full reassessment of the 70 vaccine schedule for children under the age of 3, many of which are given directly after birth. We need to remove the pharmaceutical company's influence through the process, because they're rigging the system to approve drugs that are not effective and not safe for consumers because it makes them the most money. So I think if we can accomplish that, Todd, we're going to be a much healthier country.
All right. Well, Peter, we appreciate the great work that you and the doctors are doing, and we always appreciate y'all coming on the program and encouraging our listeners and also sharing these great, great products with them at the Wellness Company. Thanks a lot, Peter.
Thanks, Todd. God bless.
All right. And again, that website, folks, go check it out, twc.health/starnes. That's twc.health/starnes. It also makes a very clever and unusual but pretty awesome Christmas gift as well. And they have so many different medical emergency kits for you to choose from, a travel kit, one for your car. And it's always good to make sure that you and your family are prepared. You got a kid going off to college. Make sure they've got an emergency medical kit with them, because you never know when they may need it. And again, that website, twc.health/starnes, and be sure to use my last name, Starnes. That gets you those discounts. All right, folks, it has been a great show, a busy show. We're going to continue the conversation 5 o'clock Eastern on Newsmax. So be sure to watch, and be sure to check out ToddStarnes.com as well. Lots of great content for you there. Get out there. Have a great one, everybody. You be good, America.